This host her son had assembled was not a standing army, such as the free cities were accustomed to maintain, not a force of guardsmen paid in coin. Most of them were small folk, crofters, field hands, fishermen, sheep herders, the sons of innkeepers and traders and tanners, leavened with a smattering of sellswords and free riders, hungry for plunder. When their lords called, they came, but not forever. "Marching is all very well," she said to her son, "but where? And to what purpose? What do you mean to do?" Rob hesitated. "The great John thinks we should take the battle to Lord Tywin and surprise him," he said. "But the Glovers and the Carstarks feel we'd be wiser to go round his army and join up with Uncle Sir Edmure against the Kingslayer." He ran his fingers through his shaggy mane of auburn hair, looking unhappy. "Though, by the time we reach River Run, I'm not certain." "Be certain," Catelyn told her son, "or go home and take up that wooden sword again." "You cannot afford to seem indecisive in front of men like Roose Bolton and Rickard Carstark. Make no mistake, Rob. These are your banner men, not your friends. You named yourself Battle Commander. Command!"